So, we are now on the second chapter of Bodhichayavatara, and last time we talked about offering of our body. Now, the offering that's created by our mind, imagination, offerings of the imagination. Offerings created by the mind is also very important because the mind can create all kind of things that I consider very good, I consider appropriate, I consider that I don't have or I wish to have or I wish others to get, or something that is nice and fulfilling. So anything, any dreams, or nice dreams, or nice kind of wishes I have, I can create them, and then instead of feeling dissatisfied because I don't have them, I can make an offering and make it a satisfying experience. So what is what the offerings that is given here is an example. Now, first thing, the Shantideva has made the offering is offering of the bath. I think I don't know, but I think that's something very very nice in India when it's so hot. I'm sure he wished to have a nice bath like this sometimes. It is, of course, everybody wants to have a bath sometimes. This is now stanza number 10. A bathing chamber, excellently fragrant, with even floors of crystal, radiant and clear, and graceful pillars shimmering with gems, all hung about with gleaming canopies of pearls. Now this is describing the very, very nice and very, very decorated, like bath, swimming pool or bathtub. In a way, these kind of things were there in India at that time. But then also you can imagine anything, that's nice and wonderful. In the commentary, there's a very elaborate description of this, but I think it is not necessary to describe this too much. It's very, I can leave it for each of us to imagine. There the blissful Buddhas and their heirs I'll bathe with many precious vase, abrim with water fragrant and delightful, all to frequent strains of melody and song. So I invite all the Buddhas of 10 directions and 3 times, and not only the Buddhas, but all the Bodhisattvas. Their heir means Bodhisattvas. And I'll give them, each of these Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, I create the similar kind of spacious bathing chambers, and then I offer them bath, and not only bath, but also, lots of, very kind of talented and excellent attendants, making very nice music and songs and dances. I make an offering of them all, maybe massage also, if I think it will be good, with clothes of exampled quality. And then after offering the bath, then with clothes of unexampled quality, with spotless perfumed towels, I will dry them. after giving birth, then I dry them with perfumed towels and offer splendid scented clothes, well dried, well dyed, and of surpassing excellence. So I would like to offer them clothes, you know, very beautiful, divine, you know, clothes made of silk, like the Kashi silk, which is and the colors that whatever they desire, like yellow color or, you know, maroon color or whatever that the Buddhas and for the Buddhas, the three yellow, you know, colored dresses for the Buddhas, and for the Bodhisattvas, you know, there is this the princely, you know, princess kind of clothes with decorations and ornaments and all these things, beautiful, well color, good color, nice and abundant, you know, as much as thousands of them. I make these kind of offerings to all of them. Now this, you know, the more I offer, the more good qualities and, you know, excellent things and unkind of rare things and, you know, more precious things I can offer in my mind, and the more, you know, my I'm accumulating in positive deeds and I am enriching my mind. So therefore, try to make the offerings totally abundant, not scarce, in great numbers, in great qualities. You know, it's not necessary that we have to offer, you know, very cheap qualities to the Buddhas, because the Buddhas don't need for themselves, you know, very precious or very, very kind of expensive ones. That's not the idea. Here, it's us, you know, we want to offer them the best qualities, the most expensive ones, the most highest qualities, and in greatest numbers, you know. So therefore, this I make with my mind. And then with different garments, light and supple, and 100 beautiful adornments, I will grace sublime Samantabhadra, Manjushri, Lokeshwara, and their king. So I will make these offerings to the great bodhisattvas also, like Bodhisattva Samantabhadra, Bodhisattva Manjugosha, Kundu Zangbo. Samantabhadra is Kundu Zangbo. Manjugosha is Manjushri, the Jampalyang. Lokeshwara is Avalokiteshwara, or Senizik. And all the other great bodhisattvas, like 8 great bodhisattvas, and, you know, millions and millions of them, countless bodhisattvas of the past, to all of them I make this great offering. And with a sumptuous fragrance which pervades 1,000,000,000 worlds, and I also make offering of the fragrance, you know, these nice smells, greatest smells, and that would pervade 1,000,000,000 worlds. As soon as you know, smell them, you bring total kind of peace to the mind, and get rid of all the you know, diseases and things like that, and the healing scent. I will anoint the bodies of the mighty sages, gleaming bright like burnished gold, refined and cleansed. The bodies of the great beings, enlightened beings, are already glittering, you know, like gold, shining with their glory and, you know, inner peace and happiness and well-being. But on them, I will, from my side, make offerings of these scents. And now this, you know, what we have, you know, what we want and what we desire is the, you know, what we can enjoy with our 6 senses or 5 senses. what we can see, the beautiful things that we can see, beautiful and nice things that we can smell, very nice things that we can touch, very nice things that we can taste, you know, all these kind of things, that nice things we can feel, all these nice things of all the five senses, we would like to make an offering, immense offering, countless offering, greatest offering to all the Buddhas and all the Bodhisattvas, all the great beings, enlightened beings of the past, of the future, of the present moment, in all the 10 directions. So, you know, I feel that the whole space is filled with these great beings, and I feel that my offering of all these, you know, unlimited offerings, you know, are made to all this, you know, from my heart, radiating a light, and there at the end of, you know, each light, you know, the five colors lights, I see, you know, goddesses of offering, and from each of their heart, again, another five lights and, you know, another five goddesses and things like that, then it makes kind of immeasurable goddesses of offering, and they make offerings, countless offerings to all the, you know, great beings of the past and present and future. I place before these mighty sages perfect objects of my worship, including glorious flowers like lotus and mandarava, the utpala and other fragrant blossoms, you know, the offering of the flowers, worked and twined in lovely scented garlands. I will offer swelling clouds of frank incense whose ambient perfume ravishes the mind, and various food and every kind of drink, all delicacies worthy of the gods. I will offer precious lamps, now this is the offering of the light, arranged in rows on lotuses of gold, a carpet of sweet flowers scattering upon the level incense-sprinkled ground. To those whose very nature is compassion, I will give vast palaces resounding with fair praise, all decked with precious pearls and beauteous pendant gems, gleaming jewels that deck the amplitude of space. You know, I make not only the offerings of those things, but also praise, the songs of their greatness, the, you know, the appreciation of their qualities, and, you know, and to give, to understand the compassion and their precious work towards the human beings. Fair and precious parasols adorned with golden shafts, all bordered round with hems of precious jewels, upright, well-proportioned, pleasing to the eye. Again, all this I give to all the Buddhas, you know. If they are with any kind of positive things, like parasols, if to protect them from heat, so, and then anything that is needed, so I make all the offerings of every kind that I can imagine. And this I do in great abundance and without any, you know, without any feeling of miserliness or, you know, not having enough, with great, you know, devotion and great, you know, open mind. So this is, you know, the imagined offering. But this is just an example. You can do whatever, you know, other things you can imagine and you can think about. So this is from stanza number 10 to stanza number 19. Thank you very much.